TCS's 2GB promo plan as of 4/25/17. For additional details, visit their website. Free phones while supplies last. Requires port-in and activation on $100 plan. Coverage and offers not available everywhere. Restrictions apply.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to a brand new week of Gym Class programs coming your way right here at 1600 AM, 107.5 and 106.3 FM. Coming up, we'll talk with Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette. He was at Iowa Football Kids Day on Saturday. We'll talk to him about that and other sports things coming up. We'll talk about Kids Day with you out there. Get your impressions of what you saw, the first public display of the Iowa football team from Saturday. We'll recap the PGA, the 99th edition yesterday from Quail Hollow, Iowa basketball playing this afternoon, and a whole lot more. All that coming up on the Gym Class for a Monday right here on KGYM. Coming your way from our studios on the southwest side of Cedar Rapids, we welcome you into the Gym Class, taking you through the 3 o'clock hour, your local programming block getting underway here on KGYM. Scott Unash alongside Mark Dukes, the former sports editor of the Cedar Rapids Gazette, grand poobah of the Jefferson Golf Classic from Saturday as well. Probably won't talk a lot about that, but anyway, Kyle Mann, our producer, across the glass here on a Monday edition of the program. And Iowa football, front and center, the Colonels with a big name, well, star in the making perhaps, who made his debut over the weekend. We can talk about that. The PGA, we have a brand new major champion. 8 of the last 9 majors have produced new champions and very, very talented champions. Shows you just the depth of professional golf around the country and around the world right now. We'll talk about that as well here on the program today. 319-366-1600 if you'd like to weigh in. That is the Jerry Ask Investment Services text line. You can also reach us via the phone line at 319-366-1600. Today and all this week in addition here on the program, we team up with Steve Carter, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper. Helping us out, we've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away each day this week. A 24-pack of either regular or delicious diet Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper t-shirts, plus some KGYM swag, including a KGYM pint glass to enjoy your ice-cold Dr. Pepper in.
First guy I saw at the outing in the crack of dawn was Steve Carter.
Was he?
He said to say hello to you and everyone.
Well, thank you, and hello to Steve as well. And what did he talk bowling? He's a big bowler.
No, just normal pleasantries.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, no one's ready for bowling season yet. It's right around the corner, but no one wants to admit that they're ready for bowling season yet. we won't talk about bowling coming up today, but we will have a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away today. Iowa basketball team just finished up their European tour with their fourth blowout. This time it was an Italian team. And see, you had the score?
Vicenza, yes.
Vicenza?
It was an 88-49 victory for the Hawkeyes. Defense was very good today, apparently. According to the Iowa basketball Twitter feed, 18 steals, 7 blocks, 59 rebounds. Luka Garza leading the way again.
Again.
24 points, 14 rebounds in 23 minutes.
Pretty darn good. He was very impressive, and he was the talk of the European tour. And they will have 2 days to sightsee, and then they will make their way back to Iowa City. So, successful tour, I would imagine. Not the greatest competition in the world. Can we agree on that? All stars in name only, I think, as far as those teams are concerned. But then, that's just the way it goes. And Iowa got some good basketball in over there. 319-366-1600, that is the phone line. That is the Jerry K. Ask Investment Services text line as well. Kids Day on Saturday at Kinnick Stadium in Iowa City, Mark. And we want to hear what you have to say out there. If you were there in Iowa City at Kinnick Stadium, Love to hear from you out there. Your impressions, not only our impressions. You and I both were not there, but we've talked to several people who were there. We've been doing all the reading of the articles published by fans and published by the media as well. And it sounds like a couple things took place. Nathan Stanley may have jumped ahead as far as the quarterback derby is concerned. I was going to use a lot of tight ends. And I was going to have some running backs lining up in the slot. I think those were the three things we took away from Saturday.
Yeah, I think the most surprising thing to me that I read and saw was that the offensive line was not exactly, excuse me, in midseason form. In fact, it struggled mightily, estimated 7 false starts, double-digit sacks. And this is one of the most experienced units on this Iowa football team, and perhaps it's because we got a new offensive coordinator going through some different schemes. I'm not sure what the deal was, but that really surprised me to learn.
I would imagine that, yeah, I would agree. And an offensive line that has got a lot of talent, but it's also very veteran as well. You wouldn't expect that to happen. But if you're going to have those mistakes happen, you'd rather have them happen on August the 12th instead of September the 2nd, 9th, 16th, whatever the case
may be. Yeah, that happened last year as well, and the offensive line was voted the top offensive line in the country at the end of the year, at least in one organization's mind, I think. A.J. Epenesa, the true freshman, it's going to be hard to keep him off the field, it sounds like.
Yeah, and why would you keep him off the field? Sounds like extremely talented, created havoc in there against a veteran offensive line like Iowa has. And I have a feeling that the changes between end and tackle for some of these guys, like a Matt Nelson, an Anthony Nelson, whatever the case may be, I think are predicated on the fact that A.J. Epenesa is really, really good. And I think he's going to get in there very early against Wyoming, and I don't think he's going to leave probably for 3 years at least.
319-366-1600. What did you think? That's our phone line, Kyle Mann across the glass, ready to answer your calls. Also, our Jerry Ask Investment Services text line, go to jkainvest.com.
What'd you like? Didn't you like? 30, on Saturday.
38-44. It was a waste of time.
Well, they weren't going to show you the first 25 plays that they were going to run against Wyoming. If you came in thinking of that, it was going to be, as much as Brian Ferentz would like to change things, change the culture, Dad still has his thumbprint on this.
Mm-hmm.
And they are not going to show anything of what they're going to bring out against Wyoming.
67-39, the team looked pretty good. Not sure if Boyle or Cook will ever see the field. What do you think?
Yeah, boy, there are a lot of tight ends out there. And Ryan Boyle switching back to quarterback. If I'm Ryan Boyle, I think I would have stayed at wide receiver.
Mm.
And he might not have seen the field at the wideout position. Don't get me wrong. I mean, he wasn't going to jump up the line and take over for Young or Vandenberg or whatever the case may be. But I think he has a better shot at seeing the field. And as far as Drew Cook is concerned, there are a lot of tight ends on this roster. I mean, Beyer had a very good Saturday. Sean Beyer, the former Kennedy Cougar out there. Fant out there, obviously. Picar coming back from last year. Tight ends, they're going to play a lot of tight ends, I have a feeling, this year.
Well, all these players are athletes, but the really good athletes usually see the field in some capacity. And time is ticking for both those guys. If they're good enough athletes, they're going to find their way to the field. I don't have an answer to the question.
I don't either. We don't have the crystal ball, but Drew Cook's got some people in his way. Same thing with Ryan Boyle. Mm-hmm. And when you have quarterback that is a true sophomore and fourth-year junior in front of you, not to mention the fact that Mansell's coming in as a true freshman this year, probably will redshirt, and doesn't look like you're going to get a lot of playing time as far as the quarterback position is concerned. So, there you go. our 2 cents worth, for what it's worth.
Poll question today at KGYMRadio.com has to do with Iowa football, but somewhat in the abstract. It was announced that Notre Dame and Wisconsin are going to play a pair of games, one at Lambeau Field, one at
Soldier Field
in the early 1920s. So we ask you today, the Emo's Hideaway poll question at KGYMRadio.com, would you like to see Iowa schedule a game with Notre Dame? That's a yes or no question, and thanks to Emo's Hideaway. First Avenue Southeast in Cedar Rapids, next to the Home Depot and behind Taco John's.
Well, it brings up the age-old debate, Mark, and it comes down to Iowa, Iowa State. Wisconsin doesn't have a Wisconsin State. They don't have a Wisconsin Tech, whatever the case may be. I am deeply in the corner of positive for Iowa, Iowa State. I think Iowa, Iowa State should play every year in every sport that they can. It is great for the state. It is great for the two schools. Oh, by the way, monetarily, they are not going to drop this series. I mean, you got the Cy-Hawk series, all that money tied up to it. You've got all the trophy money tied up to it. And no matter where it's at, Ames or Iowa City, somewhere between 30 and 40,000 extra people show up.
Mm-hmm.
It's great for the economy. Why in the world would they get rid of that game? And I think Iowa State made it a rivalry again under Dan McCartney. We've heard this all before.
Well, you don't have to get rid of Iowa State to play another Power 5 team. And I think if I had to add, answer the poll question, of course, I'd love to see Iowa play Notre Dame. Hasn't happened since 1968. And Notre Dame typically has scheduled 3 Big Ten teams a year, the 2 Michigans, Purdue. What am I missing? Let's set Iowa State aside for a minute, though. It's not like Kirk Ferentz has not scheduled Power 5 teams. In fact, more years than not, again, setting Iowa State aside, Pittsburgh has been on the schedule. Actually, a lot in the last 6 years, 3 times in the last 6 years. But Iowa, in Kirk Ferentz's era, has played Arizona, Arizona State, Kansas State, Syracuse, and Nebraska before the Cornhuskers entered the Big Ten. So it's not like Iowa never schedules a Power 5 team in addition to Iowa State. I think that's somewhat of a fallacy.
Would they do it now, though? Would they do it now? That's the big question, because you've got, would they put 2 Power 5, and Notre Dame's a Power 5 team. Let's not kid ourselves. Would they put 2 of those on the schedule at this point? Now, they got a bit of a reprieve because Jim Delaney reneged on his, you can't play FCS teams anymore if you're the Big Ten. So that helps UNI. I think UNI is going to keep their series with Iowa and Iowa State going. Maybe play Iowa State a little bit more than play Iowa, but I think you're going to see UNI in Iowa. And that helps. That helps the financial status of the University of Northern Iowa and Cedar Falls. Let's not kid ourselves about that.
Well, it's not like you could pick up the phone and make it happen next year. This Wisconsin-Notre Dame series is not till 2020 and 2021.
And it takes 2 to tango as well.
Right.
Notre Dame's got to want to do it as well as Iowa at this point. And remember, Notre Dame's tied into the ACC as well for a good portion of their football schedule now. And they are a member in the other sports out there. Still an independent as far as football is concerned, but they're still tied in to X amount of ACC games a year.
5505 on the text line suggests Iowa versus Arkansas at Kansas City.
A lot of people have suggested Iowa and Bielema get together. Bielema, hopefully he'll be there if that happens. I'd love to go to Arrowhead. I think that'd be fun.
72-29, go to playing Iowa State every other year. If Iowa is serious about wanting to get respectability nationally for their schedule like Wisconsin, then they need to schedule some more respectable Power 5 teams. Iowa will only gain respectability for having Iowa State on a schedule whenever Iowa State becomes a consistent winner.
You were covering the Iowa Hawkeyes, Mark, going back to the early 90s. I remember this. I was just getting into things, starting to cover them. The same argument was going. Iowa needed to play somebody big. Needed to have some oomph as far as their non-conference schedule. You remember 1990 and 92, Mark? When Iowa brought this team, from Coral Gables in? And when it was announced, everybody was just, thought it was the greatest thing in the world. And then Miami came in and flattened the Hawkeyes and handed them their lunch twice. And everyone said that might not have been a great idea.
I think Hayden Fry lightened the load as much as Kirk Ferentz has allegedly been accused of. I mean, early in his career, I mean, that first year after the Hayden Fry's debut game against Indiana, they played Oklahoma and Nebraska back to back. And they played Nebraska multiple times. They played UCLA and they played others. But then Hayden Fry in the 80s, in those successful 80s, went to, you know, more manageable teams and really had a formula of one we should win, maybe one we're 50-50 and one that's going to be a little more difficult. But the Northern Illinois and the UTEPs, among others, started to be scheduled, you know, in the middle, you know, early mid 80s by Hayden Fry.
319-366-1600 if you would like to weigh in on the scheduling or Kids Day for the Iowa Hawkeyes. Love to hear from you out there. Some sad news in the college football world today. And, boy, it's been a tough week for former broadcasters that have gone to the booth from the sidelines. Last week, Eric Parsegian passing away, the former Notre Dame coach and mainly CBS color analyst in the booth for many years with Brent Musburger. Well, another one of the biggies today passing away, not only college coaching royalty, but also terrific in the booth. And that was Frank Broyles, who was the former coach of the University of Arkansas, led the Razorbacks to a national championship. Career record of 144 wins, 58 losses, and 5 ties. He passes away today at the age of 92. Most people probably now remember him. Longtime sidekick to the great Keith Jackson in the ABC booth. And man, did they do some great games over the years. That old southern drawl of Frank Boyle out there. I can't do it. I apologize. But he was terrific. They were my favorite tandem in the booth growing up and throughout my early infancy as far as my career is concerned. I loved listening to Keith Jackson and Frank Broyles do a college football game.
Yeah, I'm sure a lot of today's generation, some of you listening out there, don't even know who Frank Broyles was. But suffice to say, he's a terrific football coach. Led Arkansas to a national title in 1964. And as you noted, became a somewhat highly regarded commentary guy in the booth. But it's been a while since he's been coaching, so I don't imagine some people remember much about his career.
319-366-1600, and we have some breaking news here from your alma mater, Mr. Dukes. Co has a brand new athletic director, Sonny Travis. Comes to Co from Atlanta, Emory University, where he has been the men's soccer coach since 2007. So he will take over for John Chandler, who is vacating.
John staying at Co.
Staying at Co. He's going to stay in the sports medicine department. But Sonny Travis is going to be the new athletic director for Co College.
Congratulations to and good luck to him. I'm sure Sonny won't appear on the show before long.
Sure. Why not? Why not indeed? 3:22 here on the Monday edition of the program. We got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away coming up in a little bit. We'll talk about Iowa Kids Day with Mike Halas coming up here in just a little bit. He had a very interesting article on Thomas Gilman today. I want to get in with him as well, and we'll do that here in just a little bit. You're right. I'm sorry. It was a very good article, but it was JR, wasn't it?
Indeed.
Yeah, yeah. So we will talk about Kids Day with Mike Halas, and we'll do that coming up here in just a little bit. PGA ended up yesterday, and another young lion out there. For those people that said golf was done after Tiger Woods, I think golf is alive and well. Thank you very much. And now it's Justin Thomas who gets his first major championship. And interestingly enough, they showed that photograph of him and Jordan Spieth, I think, several times Sunday, I know. And two guys that out of the class of 2011, the high school class of 2011. And between them, they have a career grand slam. So that's not too bad. But I thought it was just terrific golf and terrific theater. Quail Hollow was a perfect, perfect course for a major championship. And I thought the weekend was just a smashing success.
Yeah, Justin Thomas at 24 becomes a major winner. And that's eight of the last nine first-time major winners. That's quite remarkable when you come to think about it. And
all good.
The next one out there is probably Ricky Fowler.
Yeah.
Is he not?
Did this eat at Ricky?
I don't think so in the least, because he put on a charge on Sunday. But who was greenside to greet Thomas?
Was his, it was probably his best, one of his two best friends.
Ricky Fowler and Jordan Spieth.
Yep.
Which is really cool about this whole era of golfers. I mean, when Zach Johnson won the British Open, there was Jordan Spieth, among others, to congratulate him. And I don't think it's a false thing at all. I think these guys genuinely, they grew up playing together.
They go on vacations together.
Not necessarily with Zach, but I'm talking about the younger guys that they've been competing against each other for, you know, a number of years now, back to the junior ranks. They traveled and got to know one another in those regards, and now they're the next wave of great golfers. And I don't know how you can predict a major championship when eight of the last nine, as I said, are first-time major champions.
I will say this, though. I think that monkey gained a few hundred pounds on Ricky's shoulders Sunday. There's no doubt he's the best player in the world that has not won a major. Can we agree on that?
I would agree.
And now Jordan's got his. Justin Thomas now has come through, and he's picked up his first major championship. Ricky has been in contention many times. Thought he had a real good chance to win this because of the fact that he had won at Quail Hollow and the Wells Fargo before. And did come close. He's come close many, many times, just has not been able to kick that door down. And now all these guys can bring these trophies on vacation. He's going to go on vacation. They go on two or three a year. Now they're going to have the claret jug and the Wanamaker trophy in all the pictures. So I think the pressure got a little bit heavier as far as Ricky Fowler is concerned.
You need a lot of things to go your way, including playing great golf. And by and large, Ricky Fowler has done that. But Sergio Garcia went through it for years, too, before he broke through at the Masters. So,
actually admitted he didn't need to win a major.
Yeah.
And maybe that took some pressure off. So you had Justin Thomas coming through. Terrific venue. The other thing, kind of on the negative side of the weekend, a lot of people wondering about two golfers. One, Phil Mickelson, what the future holds. Because Phil just looked very out of it. He looked very un-Phil-like. Looked out of sorts, looked almost for the first time that I have ever seen like he almost didn't want to be there. And a lot of people are kind of questioning how much Phil is going to play from now on with the kids getting to the point of age where they got a lot of things going on right now. And then Rory McIlroy said afterwards he might not play for a while. I don't think we're going to see Rory maybe for a little bit as of yet. Won't be playing. It's not a Ryder Cup year. And not going to be playing a lot of silly season stuff. Probably won't see Rory again until maybe a couple tune-ups for the Masters next year. A lot of people speculating the fact he may still be injured out there. He was my pick, and
it could be.
Came up a little short.
Yeah, Phil didn't even come close to making the cut, and I would agree his body language was not good. And maybe that was because he got behind the eight ball so early. I don't know. But rarely is a time when Phil Mickelson doesn't fight to the very end. And he just did not look good at all. By the way, I'm going to throw Hideki Matsuyama in that group with Ricky Fowler.
Oh, yeah. I would agree. I would agree with that. 319-366-1600, 28 past 3. We'll take a break and come back. And when we do, Michael Oss will join us. And we'll talk Iowa football. He was there Saturday at Kinnick Stadium for Iowa Kids Day. Get his impressions when we come back. You're listening to The Gym Class right here on KGYM.
Let's visit your folks in Florida over winter break.
Good idea.
I'm checking fares from the Quad City International Airport. They have nonstop Allegiant flights to the Fort Myers area starting December 15th. Ooh, that's perfect. The kids can swim and you and your dad can play golf.
What about you?
Oh, I'll be shopping with your mom, talking about how lucky you two are to have such spectacular wives.
Plan your Florida getaway to Fort Myers or four other Allegiant destinations at qcairport.com. The Quad City International Airport, making travel easier.
Your business's computing needs are a lot like a symphony orchestra. Each instrument on its own doesn't seem like much, but when the wireless isn't talking with a tablet, and that isn't in tune with the desktop, it's a mess. Network Computer Solutions is in the business of putting it all together in perfect harmony. Network Computer Solutions creates, fixes, and otherwise improves your company's networking computers, and that tunes up your profits. Call 247-7223. 247-7223. They're the missing piece to your IT puzzle.
1600 ESPN Radio is testing its emergency alert system equipment.
This has been a test of the emergency alert system.
It's time for some straight talk. You love your phone, right?
Oh, absolutely. I'm watching highlights on it right now.
But I'm guessing you don't love your big old expensive wireless plan with all the mystery fees and data overages on your bill every month.
Now, tell me about it.
Well, what if I told you, Greeny, that you could keep the phone you love but pay a whole lot less every month?
How do I do that?
Just switch to Straight Talk Wireless. You can actually keep your exact same phone, your exact same number, even your exact same network, but for a whole lot less than you're paying now.
Boom, that's a home run.
Out of the park.
Bring your own phone to Straight Talk Wireless. Unlimited plans start at just $45 a month with nationwide coverage on America's largest, most dependable 4G LTE networks. Straight Talk Wireless, only at Walmart. Savings may vary. A month equals 30 days. Please refer always to the latest terms and conditions of service at straighttalk.com.
The 4,000 ASE-certified technicians at Firestone Complete Auto Care will tell you, if you've got the power, you need the traction. Right now at Firestone Complete Auto Care, get $70 on a Bridgestone Visa prepaid card by mail when you buy a set of four eligible Bridgestone tires. Whatever you drive, drive a Firestone.
Offer valid August 10th through October 8th. In-store only. Claim form required. Excludes Blizzak. Restrictions apply. See claim form for eligible tires and details. Prepaid card issued by the Bancorp Bank. Member FDIC.
Hawkeyes, Cyclones, Panthers, and all the college teams in the area. If it's in the news, they'll be talking about it. Scott Unash and Mark Dukes on The Gym Class, KGYM.
Welcome back. Monday edition of The Gym Class, KGYM at 3:31, and we've got a Dr. Pepper prize pack to give away for you, and that'll be coming up later on. No live sporting events tonight. Back at it tomorrow with the start of a very, very important series for the Minnesota Twins. Twins and the Indians tomorrow. And that will be at 7 o'clock on 107.5 FM, the North Gym. Indians are leading the Central, the Twins second, and the Twins right now, right there in the wild card chase.
Yeah, half game back. The problem is there's about seven or eight teams within four games of that last wild card spot. So while the Twins may not be able to win the division, they may not win the wild card, it's fun being relevant in mid-August.
Yes, it is. 2020.
fun being relevant anytime. But.
Fun being relevant at any time. We bring in someone who is very relevant, and that is Mike Halas, the Gazette sports columnist. You can follow him on Twitter at Halas. Also follow his stuff at thegazette.com. We encourage you very much to do so. Good afternoon, Mike. How are you on a Monday?
Pretty good. How are you guys?
Doing great. Doing very well. And a very good Saturday down at Kinnick Stadium. The weather was cooperating. And your thoughts? You liked Iowa's chances, I guess. Or you're trying to get people's opinions in a positive direction on a Saturday, aren't you?
Well, I don't know. I guess I was searching for the a different angle. You know, I haven't sensed any excitement about this coming season. And I'm not sure why. I mean, I think it's a good team. And it's a division in the Big Ten that's not, you know, it's certainly not the Big Ten East. So who's to say that Iowa can't have a really good season?
Yeah, Mike, I know this is just one opportunity to see the team. The coaches obviously see these guys every day, but did you get the sense that Nathan Stanley passed the eyeball test Saturday?
It's hard to say. I mean, he looks okay. Not, you know, good, not, I don't know. Just it's hard to tell from something like that, and I know that's a cop-out. But he's a first-year starter, and I don't think he's going to be a miracle worker out of the gates, but do they need that? You know, I mean, they've got the well-established ground game. They're going to be playing against teams that are bad run defenses in September. Veteran offensive line, really good core of running backs. I think that it's an ideal year for a new quarterback to break in.
And as far as the quarterback position is concerned, nothing was set in stone as far as the Brian Ferentz, Ken O'Keefe, or Kirk Ferentz on Saturday, and I don't think anybody expected that. But I thought it was very interesting that there's going to be one quarterback. That's all they said. There's going to be one quarterback, whoever it is. They're not going to rotate guys.
Right, and it's going to be Stanley, barring something weird. I mean, they didn't make him the number two quarterback last year. Nothing, but I think that they didn't want to just hand him the job last spring or this fall when you've got a guy who's in his fourth year in the program in the Uyghurs. It's at least make it a competition. Make it, don't hand him anything. Don't hand a kid who hasn't played anything. Every sign points to Stanley being the starting quarterback on September 2.
I think, and I want very much want you to comment on this, Mike, you having been there and laid eyeballs on it. The most surprising thing, as I said earlier in the show, that I read and saw was the struggles of the offensive line, supposedly one of the most experienced units of this football team. Tim Polishek, the line coach, apparently put these guys through some drills afterwards. And
burpees!
He wasn't happy, I guess, huh?
I did burpees in middle school, man.
Yeah, they had just a bunch of false start penalties. I don't know how many, six or seven it seemed like. They were shuffling players around in different positions in the line. So I don't read much into that either. They have a pretty good idea of what they want the line to be if the five starters are healthy. So, you know, again, I mean, you're talking about Sean Welsh, Mike Boettger, James Daniels. These are really good offensive linemen. I don't think that's any area of concern at all.
Well, it couldn't be the cadence of a new quarterback, too. Let's throw that in.
Sure.
Yeah,
sure. And at this time of year, the cliche is, and it's true, the defense is ahead of the offense. It was 2 years ago. I don't think people thought they had an offensive line in August 2015, but they did.
How much further ahead of the curve is A.J. Epenesa right now?
About as far ahead as I think you've seen a true freshman be down there. I mean, I don't like hype any more than you guys do, but this is a five-star player. This guy's going to be legit. Even Kirk Ferentz can't bring himself to downplay it too much. I mean, he had, I think, three sacks Saturday, and sometimes it's hard to tell what a sack was and what it wasn't. But, you know, they kind of try and temper it, and they say he doesn't know the plays yet or he may not know the technique yet, blah, blah, blah. Truth is, and it's pretty visible to just about everybody who paid any attention to him, he's a force. He's going to be a player. There's not going to be any, you know, spoon-feeding him. They're going to find a way to make him fit in the lineup, in the rotation, and if it means moving current defensive ends to tackle, so be it.
I was just going to say that. I think the main reason why you're hearing so much about the movement of the Nelsons and people like that is that it's going to be, when you have a piece like this, it's going to be very, very hard to keep him off the field. I mean, he was wrecking havoc in that Kids' Day scrimmage on Saturday.
Yeah, I was talking to Mark Morehouse about this afternoon. It's called five-star. Iowa has not been gifted with very many five-star recruits, and it's almost a shock to the system. But it's one of those good kinds of traumas, you know, where you've got to figure things out, and they will. I mean, look, I don't know if he's going to be a superstar right out of the gate or anything like that, but I really expect to see a lot of him this fall.
This is perhaps a difficult question for you to answer, Mike, from David and Hudson on the text line. He said, Mike, tell me, do you think if they see a defense with nine in the box, can Stanley be successful? Because you know you cannot consistently run against that front, and they will see nine in the box.
Yeah, well, look, I don't think Iowa's got any kind of an offensive game plan that's tuck it in and run 50 times a game.
Mm-hmm.
They're going to throw. I mean, they were throwing. Look, they're going to throw, and I think they're going to throw long on more occasions than they have in the past. It's just not. I think it's going to be something that takes a little time, but I mean, you've got to figure out who's going to catch those passes, who's going to run those routes, who can play receiver and throw blocks. They've got a lot of people in competition for those jobs, and they've got to figure out who they are, but. They do have a lot of receivers who seem to have physical skills. It's just a question, I think, of can you get two or three of them to fit in quickly? And if so, that's going to make Stanley a lot better of a quarterback. But also, who knows how many times Akram Wadley is going to be lined up as a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
It could be a lot, because this James Butler is a player at running back. If you're seeing Butler get the ball 20 times a game, they've got to find ways to use Akram Wiley, and I have zero doubt that Brian Ferentz will do that.
And that was another thing that was showcased a little bit. At least we got a taste of it on Saturday, the fact that I was not going to be afraid, I think, in the new regime, if you will, to put running backs in a slot position, maybe open the field up a little bit, get some people on some islands, which is, they've done it a few times in the past, but they haven't done it on a very consistent basis.
No, I have expectations for this offensive coordinator. I mean, look, he's cut his teeth at Iowa. He was in the Bill Belichick system for a handful of years. He's been back here now for, what, 5 or 6 years. This isn't going to be a slow learning curve. This guy, I think, has got to come out and be a coordinator who's ahead of the game right away. And there's no excuse if he's not. And I expect him to be just that. I really do. I would be very disappointed as a fan if the offense isn't more than what we've seen the last several years. I'm talking about not in production. I'm talking about in what it does, what, you know, the kinds of things it tries. What I was going to be what it is. It's built on power. It's built on stamina. It's built on fourth quarter having beaten you down. But this isn't going to be, like I said, just run, because for reasons you just mentioned, you can't do that in major college football. So September's got to be a time to, you know, to make sure that you've got a passing game and get it ready to go for October and beyond.
On the heels of Wisconsin and Notre Dame coming together for a two-game series in 2021-2, I think it is, we ask a poll question whether folks would like to see Iowa play Notre Dame, and lo and behold, you have retweeted Phil Steele's bowl projections. How does Iowa-Notre Dame in the Pinstripe Bowl sound to you, Mike?
Well, that was Jerry Palm. Phil Steele.
I'm sorry. Yeah.
No, that's all right. Phil Steele has something crazy. I mean, crazier. He's got Iowa playing Cincinnati in the Frisco Bowl.
Yeah, out of California.
It's not San Francisco.
Oh, yeah. You're right.
And that's not happening. That's not happening. For one thing, it's at the end of finals week, and Iowa doesn't play bowl games on finals week. But bowl projections, you know, if you wrapped fish in them, they'd serve at least one purpose, especially in August. I mean, at the end of November, I can give you some pretty accurate bowl projections. If I was playing Notre Dame in the Pinstripe Bowl, I'll remind me in December, and I'll say that Jerry Palm is, you know, Kreskin and pick your psychic. Kreskin kind of dates me, but I always got a laugh out of him.
You retweeted the dude, not me.
Well, first of all, it was Jerry Palm, and secondly, it was for a laugh, not to be taken seriously. It's because people who want Iowa to play Notre Dame, well, this guy says you're going to get your wish.
I love Kreskin, too.
The amazing Kreskin.
My favorite was the, and I can't think of it, or I'm blanking out, the old Carson bit.
Karnak,
yes. Karnak the Great, and how could I...
Yes, he was always encouraging a diseased yak to date Ed McMahon's sister.
He's nothing like Kreskin, though, the amazing Kreskin.
I know, but I was partial to him.
Old guy radio.
Isn't this great? 3:45 on the Monday edition of the Gym Class here on KGYM. Michael Oss, Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us here on the program. We talked about A.J. Epenesa. Let's talk about the other one. The hype train is currently in Italy for Luca Garza, but man alive, he had a great four games. I don't care what all-star team or lack of all-stars they were playing, you still got to put up those numbers, and he did.
Yeah, and he must have a complement of teammates who have got it in their minds that they're going to get him the ball.
True.
He got his shot. He hit a high percentage of them over there, but, you know, a few weeks ago you were asking me about Jack Nungi, who I saw in the primetime league and was super impressed by. But Garza has just completely dwarfed everybody on that team over there. It's very interesting. I mean, he looks like a product ready to go and run amok.
Yeah, C.J. Beathard and Jake Rudock both got their first taste this year of the NFL, and both acquitted themselves nicely, it appears, each with two touchdown passes. And I'll ask you, Mike, which one of these guys will stick on a roster? Neither or both?
Oh, both. Easily. Rudock's running number two at Detroit, and Beathard is battling for number two at San Francisco.
You got Brian Hoyer and Matt Barkley there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it'll be three, but... And Barkley had a decent game in that same game for the 49ers. But the Niners, from everything that's come out of camp even before that preseason game, the Niners have loved what they've seen out of Beathard. And Rudock is just apparently light years better from last year, his first NFL camp. So, he didn't start yesterday against the Colts, but they have the number ones play a series or two and don't get hurt, get out of here. And then Rudock played like the rest of the first half and I think a little bit of the third quarter. Really good. He was really good. And Beathard's team had scored, 9 points through three quarters. They score 18 points in the fourth quarter. He did everything they could have wanted him to. And I guess Beathard absorbed, you know, like his days at Iowa, took some shots in that game and didn't flinch.
Yeah, he looked good. Chiefs did hit him in that game, but numbers were good and showed some ability to scramble. So it looked like he was in good health anyway. So That's really good to see. And then Jaleel Johnson had a sack. Christian French had a big game last night, Cedar Rapidian. And then also Desmond King had an interception for the Los Angeles Chargers.
Matt Meyer had a long field goal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Matt Meyer, that's a story.
Yeah,
this
it is.
Last year at Iowa was, what, 2013?
It was in and that area, yeah.
Yeah, and here he is. He's never played a regular season game in the NFL, and he's trying to take a job away from Matt Bryant in Atlanta. Bryant's been in the league for 14 or 15 years. And Meyer makes a 53-yard kick in their preseason game, their first one. And then Marshall Kane's up in Minnesota trying to take that job, too. You got two place kickers from Iowa who have been out of college a little while, or in Meyer's case, a few years. And, you know, they're battling.
Think Tampa Bay would like to have one of those guys?
Yeah, that's the thing, is if either Meyer or Kane or both don't make a team in a few weeks, if they continue to at least be impressive. A few times a year, kickers get cut. I don't know, maybe six or seven times a year. So we may see them in the NFL.
Todd Brommelkamp's Twitter feed. My goodness.
I believe there's a Kreskin on there. Didn't take long.
And the beauty of it is, Todd will never have an obscure reference on his show.
No.
Michael Oz joining us at 3:49. Colonel's got a number one draft choice, overall number one, Cedar Rapids baseball for the first time in their history. And that's pretty cool. And he was hitting over 800 at one point this weekend.
Yeah, it's going to be a letdown when you go out to the park next time he's here and he's only hitting 450.
Pretty cool thing, though. Pretty cool thing.
Yeah, I'm interested. I'm going to definitely get out there and see him a time or two before the season's over. Well, do you think he'll be here at the start of next year?
Odds are probably no.
But move him up another level, maybe?
I'd say Fort Myers, probably. But
yeah, okay. Well,
you never know.
Yeah, I mean, he's 18, and so, you know, the night I go, they probably won't hit a single ball his way, but I am curious about that. And they're going to be in the playoffs, so we'll combine those two things.
Very true. Very true. And get out to the ballpark and see him when the Colonels make their way back. They are in Burlington coming up tonight. You're headed on.
I'm not making that trip.
You're not. No. Okay. You're headed on a vacation, correct? Before the football season.
Yeah. It's not Burlington.
Not Des Moines for the Solheim Cup either.
Would you want to give folks the Lass's address too? Or
no, I'm just.
And my dogs are always glad to meet you.
Just saying, we're not talking to Mike next Monday.
Okay, all right.
Just letting them know that. So
they can
fill in the rest of the blanks.
Yeah.
Oh, brother. All right. Well, more stuff this week, or are you headed out on vacation right now?
No, I'm working.
All
I'm
right.
In the office right now. Yeah.
Very good. We'll look forward to reading your stuff at thegazette.com, and we will start talking and conversing with you every Monday when you come back on the 28th, so we look forward to that.
Me too.
All right. Thanks, Mike. Enjoy yourself.
Thanks, Mike.
You too.
All right. Mike Halas, sports columnist for the Cedar Rapids Gazette, joining us here on the Gym Class.
Speaking of the Gazette, I know their high school football preview edition is coming out this Sunday. Scott Unas has started his high school previews.
Yep.
From this last Saturday. The podcasts are up. You've got more this Saturday?
Yeah. If you want to hear the podcast from last Saturday, just go to the website, kgymradio.com. We talked Washington, Prairie, and Xavier football on Saturday, and then this Saturday at 9 o'clock, Kennedy, Jefferson, Marion, and Linmar will be here. If you want to check out the podcast again, it's kgymradio.com. Go to the other shows link, and you can see it right there. They are all there, the entire program. And then this Thursday, I want to remind everybody that coming up at Kingston Stadium, 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock, in conjunction with the Cedar Rapids Gazette, we're going to have a high school football kickoff this Thursday night, August the 17th. Coaches Roundtable. You can ask questions of the coaches. We'll talk things over myself. I think John Hagerty is going to be out there as well. And Jeff Johnson, Jeff Linder, KJ Pilcher, Doug Miles from the Gazette. I think JR is going to be out there as well. So it's going to be a good time. Going to have food and games, school spirit, what have you, coming up this Thursday night at Kingston from 6 o'clock until 8 o'clock. We'll be out there. We'll have a couple of drop-ins, dynamite drop-ins during the Todd Brommelkamp show from 6 to probably 6:30 or so.
Dynamite drop-ins, huh?
Dynamite drop-ins. We're going to have that for you. All right. We're going to come back and wrap things up here on this edition of the Gym Class. But as we go to break, going to give you an opportunity to pick up some ice cold, delicious Dr. Pepper, 24-pack of either regular Dr. Pepper or Diet Dr. Pepper, and some Dr. Pepper swag, plus some KGYM swag. It's going to go out to caller number 6 right now, 319-366-1600. If you've been a winner over the last 30 days, please do not call in. Otherwise, you're eligible. Again, that number, 319-366-1600. Thanks, Steve, everybody down the hill at Dr. Pepper. And we'll come back with more after this.
Is your power tool not working? Does your mower or chainsaw need maintenance? If you're having these issues with your power equipment or just need something tuned up, let the factory-trained technicians at Acme Tools fix the problem for you. We'll assess the issue and give you a free estimate to get it fixed. Mention this ad and we'll take 10% off your service work. For quality service work and parts, visit the Acme Tools Service Department and let us help you do your best work. Acme Tools on Blairs Ferry Road in Cedar Rapids.
This Saturday, join Cargill and the Colonels for a special night for Special Olympics Iowa. During the game, browse the huge silent auction on the concourse to benefit Special Olympics Iowa. The gates open at 5:30, and bidding will run throughout the game on Iowa and Iowa State merchandise and tickets, spa packages, restaurant gift certificates, and other local items and sports memorabilia. Following the game, enjoy fireworks sponsored by Special Olympics. Visit Colonels.com for more information or to order tickets.
Cedar Rapids Colonels, let the good times roll.
This Saturday, you, your family, and friends can all pitch in to make Cedar Rapids even more beautiful during the City of Cedar Rapids One Bag Challenge event. Just meet at the McGrath Amphitheater at 1:30. When you get there, you'll pick up your kit, divide into groups, and head around town to spiff things up. The first 50 people to pick up a kit get a free mini cooling towel. There'll be snacks and a group photo of all you do-gooders, too. This is a great way to show your kids how to make a positive impact on the community. Be part of the One Bag Challenge Saturday. Get details at cleanupcr.com.
When you're hiring for a growing business, you don't need lots of candidates. You need the right candidates. You need Indeed.com. With an algorithm that positions your job post where quality candidates are and screener questions that help you zero in on the best talent. Indeed.com, the site proven through an independent study to deliver 5 times more hires than any other. New users claim your $50 credit for a sponsored job at Indeed.com/credit. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Terms, conditions, and quality standards apply.
Covering Eastern Iowa sports for more than 40 years combined. UNASH and Dukes. The Gym Class on KGYM.
Steve and Marion picked up a Dr. Pepper prize pack. We're pretty sure that's not Steve Carter, because he can get his own Dr. Pepper.
Yes, he can.
But Steve and Marion, congratulations. Thank you very much for listening to the program. Coming up tomorrow, Cal Eldred will be joining us. I had a couple of inquiries as far as where you can find the podcasts. If you go to kgymradio.com for our high school football previews from last Saturday, it is bottom of the page, right underneath the upcoming live sports. It is More Show. It's called More Show Audio. It's from 8/12/17. Says right underneath it, high school football previews, Prairie, Washington, and Xavier. So that's where you go find it. And we encourage you to do so and listen in as they talk about some of the top prospects coming up for their teams this year.
Sections also for our show, the Todd Brommelkamp Show with Alex Kuhn, high school play-by-play. You mentioned upcoming live events. Our next one actually will be tomorrow night, Minnesota and Cleveland starting a series at Target Field. That'll be at 7 p.m. on 107.5 FM.
Emil's Hideaway poll question. Would you like to see Iowa schedule a game with Notre Dame? Yes or no? Everybody's saying yes. Yes. Will it happen?
Get on the horn.
I don't think it will, but stranger things have happened. It's not going to happen until at least the mid-2020s, so at the earliest. that something like that could happen. All right, more on that on the Todd Brommel Camp Show with Alex Kuhn. It's coming your way next right here on KGYM. We'll talk to you tomorrow beginning at 3.
If you're drowning in IRS debt and can't afford to pay, then you need to take advantage of special IRS tax programs that are available and free yourself from IRS collection efforts once and for all. Due to the financial hardship consumers are facing during the decline in the U.S. economy,